Express to New York.
An employee in an orange vest stands on the platform at Stamford Station, directing anxious commuters to a waiting train, which will be pulled all the way to Grand Central Terminal under diesel power. Metro North has been operating only about a third of the usual New Haven Line train service south of Stamford since it lost electric power early Wednesday morning. Fewer trains means more packed cars, especially during peak hours. That's why Patrick Stanley of New Canaan, Connecticut, didn't try to hop on a train until around 9 o'clock this morning. And he's got a plan for avoiding the evening rush.
I think a bunch of us, rather than, you know, hop on Metro North, said we're going to go check out the Mets and just get a share a car home from there tonight.
Stanley says there's also a benefit at the office to the whole train situation, the sympathy.
Everyone's being easy on us, which is nice. Thinking we're going through much worse than we really are.
Commuter David Carter of Darien, Connecticut, said he had to cancel a planned business trip to Boston because of the problems on Amtrak. But he says his wife is more bothered by it all than he is.
She thinks it's a little bit shocking we could have an outage like this with not a recovery plan in place.
You don't agree with her?
You know, look, there's 40,000 people take the trains every day, and generally they're pretty good. You know, I think the scale of the projects is so significant there's not an easy fix here.
Con Edison spokesman Alan Drury would agree with that.
The higher the voltage, the more complicated the repair. And this is a 138 kilovolt transmission line.
And that's a lot of voltage. One of Con Ed's two feeder lines that provide power to the trains was taken out of service earlier this month as Metro North worked on replacing a substation in Mount Vernon, New York. The remaining feeder was enough to power the trains, but that failed early Wednesday morning. Drury says a fix could take weeks, so their focus right now is on finding alternative sources of power.
We may be able to run power off our distribution system to power the railroad, maybe able to do some work with transformers and temporary lines.
Metro North says it provided service to about half of its usual ridership this morning. Some of those riders shifted to the Harlem line, taking buses that were provided to get them there. Marjorie Anders is an MTA spokesperson.
We've borrowed all the diesel equipment that we have. And it is in service on the New Haven line. And so, you know, it's not ideal, but it is the absolute maximum of service that we can provide.
And it's going to stay that way until the power can be restored. So far, many commuters have been trying to avoid the trains since the news broke of the power failure, either working from home or hitting the highways. But Jim Cameron of the Connecticut Rail Commuter Council says that can really only go on for so long.
And you can do that for a Thursday and maybe argue you can get away with that on Friday. But I don't think there's any boss that's going to let you stay home for the 2 or 3 weeks this might take to get repaired. So I think the real crunch is going to come on Monday.
Cameron says a failure like this raises questions about one of the things that makes Connecticut so attractive to many people, the ability to easily commute into New York City.
When that reliability is questioned or jeopardized, people may think twice about where can I live.
He says if enough people decide that's it and leave, it could mean real estate values go down and tax revenues go down, maybe leading to tax increases for everybody who stays.
The resources need to be found to make sure that this railroad keeps running.
Cameron says that could be done by issuing more bonds or seeking help from the federal government. For now, with the governor and Metro North saying the disruptions could last 3 weeks, Cameron says he hopes they're under-promising and planning to over-deliver. So if it's anything less than 3 weeks, they look like heroes. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.